Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, January 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off this week, we have new data on iPhone sales during the holiday quarter. According to new data from Consumer Intelligence Research Partners, the combination of iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max accounted for 69% of all iPhones sold between October and December. Unsurprisingly, the cheaper iPhone 11 was most popular, accounting for 39% of all iPhones sold. The 2018 iPhone XR also continues to sell well at its newly reduced $599 price point, accounting for over 20% of all iPhones sold. Comparing the holiday iPhone lineup between 2018 and 2019, the analysts report that the average selling price fell from $839 in 2018 to about $809 this year. Because Apple reduced prices of the iPhone 11 by $50, this isn't necessarily surprising, and some drop in average selling price was to be expected. In terms of storage capacities, the data shows that the majority of iPhone 11 and older iPhone buyers opted for the base 64GB tier. But iPhone 11 Pro buyers were more likely to spring for the higher-end 256 and 512 configurations. With most iPhone 11 buyers opting for the 64GB storage capacity, that also helps explain why average selling price fell year over year. As always, Apple does not release official unit sales for the iPhone anymore, so these numbers are based off of analyst estimates. Apple is set to report its fiscal Q1 2020 earnings on January 28th, and we expect that data to include at least a few details on iPhone performance during the holiday quarter. Last year at WWDC and then on its website, Apple highlighted some of the major developers that would bring games from iOS to the Mac with its Catalyst framework. One of those was Gameloft's highly popular Asphalt 9 Legends series. And after a few delays, Asphalt 9 Legends is now quietly available on the Mac App Store. This release comes after the game was removed from the webpage where Apple was promoting the major Catalyst apps. This prompted many people to think that Gameloft had backed out of its commitment to bring Asphalt to the Mac. Catalyst is Apple's developer tool that makes it easier to bring iPad applications to macOS. So far, the reaction to Catalyst from users and developers has been mixed. Some developers have praised the technology for making it easier to manage one app across the Mac and the iPad, but others say Apple doesn't provide enough documentation, making it confusing to navigate the differences between the two platforms. Like many of the early Catalyst apps we've seen so far, Asphalt 9 is also being met with mixed reactions from users. Early players say that it's not currently possible to sync progress between the Mac and iOS versions of the app, removing what should be one of the biggest benefits of a Catalyst-developed app. Users also say that the controls and the navigation of Asphalt 9 on the Mac are unintuitive, which suggests that Gameloft had some difficulties bringing such a touch-centric game to macOS. Ideally, these are things that Gameloft can improve over time, while Apple at the same time is hopefully also working on improvements to the Catalyst platform as a whole. A few weeks ago, we told you about an iOS security bug that made it impossible to manually turn off all location services on an iPhone 11 due to the ultra-wideband chip. A security researcher at the time found that the iPhone 11 will intermittently seek a user's location information even when all applications and system services on the phone are individually set to never request this data. But in the latest beta of iOS 13.3.1, Apple has added a fix for this discrepancy. The latest beta includes a new toggle that allows users to manually turn off location services for the ultra-wideband chip. But Apple warns that turning off this toggle may affect performance of things like Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Nonetheless, this new toggle means that iPhone users now have fully granular control over their location data. Previously, this was not popular because even if you manually turned off all location services using the individual toggles, system services for the ultra-wideband chip would still collect location data. For example, someone who wanted location services switched on for maps but off for everything else could not achieve this because of the ultra-wideband chip. But the new toggle allows you to do just that and turn off location services for everything except your specific applications. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include details on a handful of upcoming Apple TV Plus shows, including a March 6th release date for the Steven Spielberg show Amazing Stories. We've also got all of the details on the newest games coming to Apple Arcade in our full roundup. You can find all of that in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.